Wow. Can you believe it? The final module of the final phase. We've landed on this point enough to know that this doesn't mean we're done per se. Why, no, there's no end point on growth and evolution. And we have to take time to acknowledge that you have almost completed the entirety of this program's content and wrap up a few final pieces so that you can continue in your journey to living that life. To close this out, we're going to talk about three key points with opportunities to reflect on each of these items in your worksheet: staying in our lane, how to trust the process, and our future work plan. So let's start with the idea of staying in our lane. What do I mean by this? If the words control wheel, role clarity, or radical acceptance are flashing in your head, then we've done our job. Staying in our own lane ensures that as we continue in this work, we continue to anchor on what is and is not in our control or our role. That includes both the outcome of your goals and work and our tendency when we experience growth and change to want to push others to do the same. So if we first think about our own work and goals, the question becomes, how do we stay the course in our work when we're constantly pulled to give our TME to other people, places, and spaces? How do we sustain momentum when we hit backlash or feel stalled in our work? And how do we not get lost in the pain, shame, and reactivity of others? You've already done the work to develop the insight and skills in this program. So in your worksheet, we'll apply that learning to the future context. In particular, when you're not focused on the routine of the program work, it can be easier to talk yourself out of owning what's yours, to own or not getting swept up in someone else's drama triangle and shame shadow. Similar to work that we've done in other phases, we're going to consider what yellow and red flags may appear when we're veering off course and what we can do to course correct. The second thing to consider is not trying to force change and growth on other people. One of the most important and challenging realizations many of us have to contend with is that people won't always do, say, or live the lives and way that we want them to. They may not respond to our goals and work how we need and want. They might not take the same ownership over their life as you did in this program. They may be comfortable, even if it seems worse off to you and the life that they're leading, and might not want to make a change. And let's not forget what happens when we try to push people into a stage of motivation that they aren't working towards themselves. I am so honored that you chose to invest in this program. And the commitment you made to yourself is incredibly rare. Not only did you invest a significant amount of TME already, but the work will continue to take time and energy from you as you commit to living a life that goes against cultural norms and the indoctrination of shame and conformity. Do I wish that for everyone? Yes. Can I make that possible for everyone? No. I have to remind myself that sometimes insight can get conflated with power and control by the ego. I may know more than I did, and even more than someone else, having done this work. And I'm not the expert on anyone's life but my own, and can't push my agenda, my idea of happiness or well-being or my wants on other people without falling victim to shame gaming someone else. Share what you've learned with others. Talk about your own gains and progression. Pass along the gifts of your own insight and growth. And give yourself the gift of relinquishing the pressure you will feel to help others make the same changes. Just remember, they will be okay even if they continue to exist in what you might see as complacency, pain, or misery. They have to be the hardest ones working for their lives, not you. And you owe them the respect and radical acceptance to allow that space without tethering yourself to it. Now let's move on to the trusting process. In short, this is yet another invitation for radical acceptance and releasing control. See, when you get to the end of the program, your shame is going to try and do two significant things to skew your perspective about your progress, growth, and next steps. First, it's going to try and rewrite your program origin story in a way that suggests nothing's really changed, you haven't made any real moves, and all of this was for nothing. You've just been wasting your time on noise. And for what? The second thing is it's going to try and make the work ahead of you feel like the real mountain, and that you're still so far from equipped to do the work and have wasted time, money, and energy on a program that hasn't actually helped you feel any better about what needs to happen. Remember, all of this is perspective and storytelling. When shame tries to minimize and reduce you and your work, go back to the words you put down in phase one. Reflect on the insights generated in phase two. Review your goals in phase three and consider the 1% changes that have already taken place in all the work that you've done to get right here in this moment. The fact that your brain is in a calm enough state to say things weren't that bad means that you have reached a peak. You aren't in the thick of the pain and chaos that your brain was in when you started this program. That alone is a sign that you've made significant progress. And like anything in life, we will always be more overwhelmed and scared about what could happen or what's in front of us versus what's behind us. That's human nature. Do yourself a favor and remember what we discussed when we started this program. You will have new mountains present themselves for the rest of your life. Each one will feel hard. The goal was never to make life feel less hard. It was to help you feel more equipped and less stuck in fear of living it. Finally, we need to consider our plans moving forward. So in your worksheet, you'll consider how you want to carve out time and invest energy as you move forward with your life and the progress made in this program. We'll consider what a practice can look like for you daily or at some other regular interval. We'll identify areas of continued focus and lay out our next 2-3% changes. We'll call out any yellow or red flag zones that indicate that we need to come back to the deeper work of this program, and be sure to call out the topics and videos that will best support you when that happens. We'll also expand our thinking regarding support from the That Life community to consider how we can each continue to lean on and towards and with each other and our progress. Once you finish the final elements of this module, scroll down to the bottom of the Phase 5 page and click the button that says, "It's time to celebrate." You'll be directed to a party page designed just for you so we can take the time and space to honor everything that you did by showing up and committing to this program. You'll also see that at the bottom of the Phase 5 page and the celebration page, I'm going to be inviting you to give me feedback on the program. This is incredibly important, as this is how I can continue on my journey of growing and evolving to best support you and everyone else in the That Life community. I've hopefully already learned a lot from you in the discussion forums, emails, Q&A submissions, but I want to make sure that you have another way to share what you loved, what you didn't love, what worked, what didn't work, what's missing, and how I can continue to be a support to you as you progress. As a bonus for completing the survey, everyone who completes it will be given a code to redeem for an additional 6 months of live calls for the That Life program or a 25-minute power coaching session one-on-one with me. So please don't sleep on this. It's a mutually beneficial opportunity and a chance to use your voice and practice how to give feedback and honor how far you've come. Now with that, we are a wrap. I can't wait to see you in the celebration station, and I want to thank you again for the honor of your trust and dedication to me, this program, and most importantly, yourself.